This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the program. We are launching into the third hour here of the live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Van.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can call in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that you want. That's 855-450-3733. We've been generally focused on the so-called government shutdown here tonight, which has now entered into its 22nd day, making it a record-length government shutdown, defeating the previous record holder, which was Bill Clinton in 1995. So it's been 23 years since the last record.
Government was a lot smaller then.
The question is, how long is this one going to go for? Trump seems to be dug in, and he seems pretty determined. He's playing political football with people's jobs,
yes,
and
is.
I got to say, I'm entertained by it. If you are upset about it, well, maybe you don't really care about the fact that the government is an agency of coercive force that threatens people's lives just in order to get them to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not okay with that. I understand that there are some jobs, like we talked about air traffic control and, you know, maybe weatherman or whatever, that could be done without the federal government, that those jobs would still exist. If the federal government,
exactly.
We could snap our fingers and then tomorrow wake up and no more federal government at all. No jobs whatsoever, no government agencies.
But Ian, who'll build the roads?
The companies that currently do. It sure as hell isn't the federal government that does any work as far as road building is concerned. And so to come back around though to what we were talking about, and we'll get right into your calls, but I said we were going to define what a monopoly was before we went to the news break there, because somebody called in about that, suggesting that Amazon was a monopoly, that these tech companies, some of them are monopolies. And Mark, you said the definition's right there in the word, the root of the word, mono.
Yep.
Right? That's one.
There's one.
And so the definition.
That's a prefix, by the way.
Yeah. The definition is and I don't have it right in front of me here, but it's essentially one company or one organization or one person or whoever it is, one entity.
In a given.
That has total control over a particular thing, industry, market, whatever it is that they do. That
usually
no
given by the government, by the way. Usually a government is the one that gives a company, because you can't hold a monopoly in anything approaching a free market.
Correct.
Unless you can keep competitors out.
Right. Because if it's a free market, then anybody who wants to can start up their own business and compete with you.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to look at government-instituted monopolies, start looking at the power pole out in front of your house.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
because
a good example.
That power pole sits on the right-of-way, and the government decides who gets to put the power pole in and who gets to string their stuff on it.
Pretty much. And so the power company is a great example of a government monopoly. In most places, you don't have the choice between one power company or another. It doesn't matter if it's run by the government or run by a private company. Those are typically monopolies. And
most
not
utilities.
Natural.
Most utilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Generally true.
Well,
now, they've done a little bit of deregulation here in New Hampshire to where you can now pick your power supplier here. But the delivery is still the same.
That's right.
Same company.
Yeah.
And that hasn't done much to reduce the prices, because New Hampshire is insanely high as far as its power rates are concerned. Let's get back into your calls and thoughts. We go first to Sparkles, calling us from Mexico.
Sparkles.
Hello, Sparkles.
So I don't know why everybody's so down on this government shutdown. I work for the federal government, and I've been on vacation since this thing started. And for us workers that aren't living paycheck to paycheck, it's a great thing, because, one, I don't have to take any of my paid time off, and two, I'm just going to get paid after I get back.
So what is the bureaucracy for which you're working?
Well, I don't want to get into all the specific details, but I just want to tell you all that the narrative that the news is making, you know, just makes it sound like everybody's just, you know, broke, and we're going to the food banks and everything. And a lot of us that, you know, may not be at the base, you know, the base pay, that may be in the mid-range, you know, are actually enjoying this. And those, again, that have saved up for an event like this, which I don't understand why most of the people don't, if you work for the government, you know, I've been having a great time. I mean,
I'd point out also that it's not what you make, it's what you spend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So even if, look, man, I've worked for minimum wage and I understand what it's like being out there and having those kind of that kind of pay, you just got to. Yeah, you got to cut down on what you spend money on. You don't buy the lavish stuff, and you don't buy things until you can afford it. Don't get into debt.
Exactly. But I just wanted to call and say that real quick because again, like the news is just saying, oh man, these government workers, they can't wait to look back. They can't wait to go back to work. I'm having a great time, and I went somewhere that is very economical to spend my money on vacation. So. I just wanted to call and tell you.
So you're not normally living in Mexico as a federal government worker?
No, no, I'm down here just having a good time.
You're literally on vacation.
Thanks, definitely.
Sparkles. Good call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate you sharing that perspective. Pointing out that if you've got some financial responsibility.
There you go.
And as he said, saved up for an event like this, knowing that it's happened before.
It happens every year, Ian.
I don't know if it's every year.
They get at least close to a government shutdown or for a couple days over
the weekend
almost every year.
Yeah, they definitely do come close. They do make a play at it sometimes.
And it's also what's the cap?
The spending cap.
The spending cap
tax. The debt ceiling.
Debt ceiling, that's the one. That thing's ridiculous. What's the point of a debt ceiling if you keep on knocking the thing up? How about y'all pay off some of your bills? I mean, you know, the rest of us out here, we're doing our best to, pay down debt. And what's the federal government doing? Setting a pretty poor example for the rest of us.
I agree.
We continue here. We've got Frank in North Carolina listening online. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, I was calling to what your thoughts were on legalizing marijuana. What you guys thought about that.
What do you think about it, Frank?
Yeah, that would be my question. Is that this is Free Talk Live. Frank, what do you think about legalizing marijuana?
You know, I think it's great. I think it really helps people, and I think it's a great medication.
Is there anything going in North Carolina as far as, like, state changes on that front? Do you know?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be hard to find people who are actually against this these days because even the conservatives are starting to see the light on this issue. They're seeing the tax money
That's the thing. I have no problem with marijuana. I am a big marijuana advocate.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do have a problem with legalization, which means taxation and regulation. I don't believe that I have the right to violently restrict another individual from being able to grow and consume plants.
Right.
And
trade.
And to that includes trading it, that includes possessing it. And the bottom line is, you know, legalization, that's a misnomer because I just came from a legalized state of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
If you're under 21, and you're walking around with weed on you, you're a criminal.
Yep, still illegal.
It's still illegal. If you're growing and you don't have the grower's permit,
you're going to get raided.
You're a criminal.
Yep.
So I forgive those that have, you know, taken the steps to go as far as we have with marijuana legalization because, like, I understand, you know, the baby steps that might be necessary in doing this. Florida recently made it so that felons can vote,
mm-hmm.
except for sex offenders and murderers. Why? Because it was easier.
Right.
It's easier to say, people who get out of prison have done their time. What about the baby rapers and the killers? Well, you want people who are baby rapers and killers to be able to vote? No, we've excluded them. So now that argument's just off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at some point or another, somebody will pass a rule that says, hey, anybody who has to pay taxes should be able to vote. There are states in this country, several of them, where if you're in jail, you can vote.
Yeah.
You vote, in many cases, at your home district where you came from previously, just like the military does. And
I think you should be able to.
I don't know how I feel about that, but
should vote against the scum who made the laws that put you in jail.
Certainly, if you get out, you're working and paying taxes and these sorts of things, I think we can all agree, you should be able to vote. I mean, it's a mathematically insignificant act.
Yeah. Sure.
So what's the point anyway? But who cares? And the outcomes, I haven't voted in a national election where my vote has ever made an outcome change anyway, so what's the point?
All right, the toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up what you want here on this live Saturday edition of the show. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we talk about cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live. Vin, you're always looking in the world of crypto.
Yes.
Over on your website, vinarmani.com. Also, you've got a great Twitter account at vinarmani. Smartcash.cc, that is one of our newest sponsors here on Free Talk Live. And there are a lot of choices in the world of cryptocurrency. Many of them, like Smartcash, claim to be fast and secure and easy to use. So, you know, that's a given for a lot of these. But one of the things that Smartcash is doing that I thought was pretty neat is the governance structure. This is some of the things that cryptos have been experimenting with, where they want to decentralize the governance of the cryptocurrency, get it out of the hands of the few, and put it into the hands of the people that actually hold the crypto. Some cryptos have only done this for people that are wealthy, meaning they're holding a lot, like $100,000 worth of a certain crypto. In the case of Smartcash, if you got one smart, which right now a smart's less than 2 cents, if you have one smart, you have a vote.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got 1,000 smart, you got 1,000 votes, basically. So
I think I might have 1,000 smart.
It's not hard to get 1,000 smart.
I think I might have.
If you've got $20, basically, you've got more than 1,000 smart at this point. So it's easy to get in at this point. You can go to smartcash.cc, and that allows you, whether through their official wallet, so you can get their full node for whatever computer, full computer you've got, or you can get their mobile wallet, and you can actually vote through their wallet, which is super handy. It's super easy to use. So that's cool because it's actually making it so everybody who's got smart can participate in the governance of Smartcash. And it was the voters of Smartcash who approved the advertising package for Free Talk Live. So
well, there you go.
Thank you to the folks who are behind the smart. Because not every crypto sees the value in Free Talk Live. We came on to a different one, made a pitch to a different one before we pitched Smartcash. And you know, even though we'd talked to them at the Texas Bitcoin conference and had a good time with their one of their heads, the people who were into the crypto, they didn't get it. They didn't see the value. And Smartcash did. So in fact, they're coming on with all these liberty shows like Ben Swan's Reality Check.
That's
and
right.
Adam Kokesh and our very own Daryl W. Perry. He's got his newscast being sponsored by Smartcash now. So it seems like there's some libertarians behind the scenes there, or at least holding
there. Yeah, there are. Yeah.
So I think that's a good sign. When the liberty movement's behind a crypto, that gives it some extra oomph in my book.
Yeah, I heard of Bitcoin. You know, started with it was a libertarian project, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a strong argument. Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that person or persons is or are, is very libertarian. Also, they have smart rewards, which means if you're holding on to your keys, if you have a wallet where you're in control of the keys, and you've got at least 1,000 smart for at least a month, and during that time, you didn't make outgoing transactions, so encouraging you to hold the smart. You'll get smart rewards that are distributed roughly every month over at smartcash.cc. That's where you can learn more. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. I've got Rusty. He's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIVC-FM. Hello, Rusty. Sorry about that. We got you now. I had you muted. You're on.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Okay. So what I was curious about is, you know, I heard you guys talking, mentioning, you know, felons in the voting in Florida, and this is something coming from me that I've always wondered. You know, I've worked, I spent 2 years in corrections at the county level. I've been a pretty strong libertarian. One of the things that's always bothered me is that we get a lot of guys in law enforcement community that say, you know, uphold the Constitution, support the Constitution, et cetera, but in the Second Amendment, you know, shall not be infringed applies to everybody. It doesn't, you know, exclude specifically felons. So felons aren't allowed to own firearms, and I don't personally see why that's the case. And I think it's something
and that's as a corrections or former corrections officer. I totally agree, but we actually have a felon in the room. Mark, yeah, you want to weigh in?
Sadly, I am. So, you know, I've spent 8.5 years in prison. I was finally released by the Florida Supreme Court, but it wasn't an exoneration by, it was just a release. And as a result, it's illegal for me to own a firearm, what is defined as a firearm, in all 50 states. And
it's been 20 years, by the way, since you've been...
Right. It's been 20 years. What was that, Rusty?
Well, I was going to say exactly, but when you think about it, it's to ask everybody that may be listening that is, you know, thinking, well, why should a felon be able to own a firearm?
It's a great question.
Why should a felon have their right to self-defense taken away from them?
Well, I think that
one gun versus anybody else.
The first thing is I like to do it this way. I feel like I've got a good angle for this. First off, I understand completely why people are like, well, we shouldn't just hand AK-47s to people as they walk out of prison. I gotcha. But if somebody wants a half step here, how about everybody who's been off of any kind of supervision for 5 years without any repeats, how about they get to own a gun? I mean, that seems like something that most people could live with. But the reality is that I could go get a gun tonight if I really want one.
Yeah.
So this law isn't preventing me from getting a gun.
Nope.
It's preventing me from getting a gun legally. So if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns. Well, if you outlaw outlaws having guns, only outlaws have guns.
That's right.
So basically, what you're saying is that I can't live a good legal life and protect my family. I can't do both of those things.
Right.
And if it's okay for you to protect your family, then it should be okay for me to protect my family. And otherwise, I am, I'm left as this somehow lesser citizen. And maybe people don't care about that, but the reality is if I wanted a gun, I could go get a gun. They're not stopping me from getting a gun. So that means all they're doing is charging people who, if their only charge is felon in possession of a firearm, then they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
There's no victim.
If they're robbing a liquor store, then they're robbing a liquor store, and we have laws for that.
Right.
This is an extra law that we don't need. And there's no particular point in having it. And ultimately, that's that.
Agreed.
I just thought about bringing that up because, it's something for people to think about, that, consider that when they go to vote, that it's something that should be brought up with your congressman. I mean, felons, just because they're felons, most felons are nonviolent. The felons that are violent go to prison for 15, 20 years, sometimes more. If you go to prison for a nonviolent felony, there's absolutely no reason at all that the average, logical person would see for you to have your right to firearms taken away.
Well, Mark, you went to prison for a violent felony.
Yeah, even if you're in for a violent felony. Honestly, if you're safe to release, they're saying you're done. You've paid your debt. And so it's legal for me to own a black powder pistol, right? Every felon in America can own a black powder pistol. Can anyone show me the rash of black powder of liquor stores being knocked over with people with black powder pistols? It's because having it legal doesn't make a difference. It's a stupid law. If it made a difference to a felon, I can't knock over this liquor store with an illegal pistol. I better use my legal one.
Yeah. My pirate pistol.
God, it's so dumb.
Good call tonight, Rusty. Thanks for bringing that up. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
You don't even have to have a round of these black powder pistols. You shoot this thing, it's like you just set them on fire.
Funny.
Whoa! 50-caliber ball, bang, 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 bang down the tube.
Plenty of time for you if you want to jump on here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, not enough people consider the rights of felons. They just consider, it's a felon, it's a bad guy.
Well, it's,
no?
it's just
unnecessarily.
There's no winning this one because nobody cares. They've got too many things to worry about. This is not the first place they want to go.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Well, there are some people who care. There are people who want to reform the prison system and all that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says, for the time being, he hasn't decided against declaring a national emergency in order to get border wall funding,
But that doesn't mean he's changed his mind about the need for a wall.
We have a country that is under siege. You could actually, you know, a lot of people don't like the word invasion. We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
Angry government employees posted pictures of their $0 pay stubs on Twitter, along with comments revealing their frustrations about the shutdown that is now the longest in U.S. history. A Standard & Poor's global ratings analysis finds the partial shutdown has caused a $3.6 billion loss for the U.S. economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You can join our Free Talk Live email list. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box right there in the front page, top toward the top, kind of in the middle of the site. Should be
it's
pretty
great
obvious.
Because you get announcements for the new stations we're on. You know, in some cases, announcements for their show, like Mark Dice's Hair Green.
I put the link to that video in the announcement that went out today.
Yeah, all kinds of sales for ads. So if we've got a sale on or something, we might mention that in there. Lots of good reasons why you'd want the newsletter. And just go to, what is it, newsletter.freetalklive.com?
No, you can just go to freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Right there on the front page, should be pretty obvious. Toward the top, in the middle, you'll see it. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Ian, Vin, and Mark in the studio. Let's go first to Reno, listening in Texas. Where you at in Texas there, Reno? You over in Texarkana?
No, I'm in Amarillo.
I apologize about that. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I really appreciate everything you guys are saying. I voted for Donald Trump, and I think that when he ran, the reason he's so popular, he was talking about he's going to give the government back to the people and everybody. He struck a note, a chord with everybody, but I'm disappointed. If he doesn't get this wall, at least he's standing his ground on this wall thing, because they know that if he don't, he's already losing some confidence in his base, especially Bannon bump stocks and his talk about the red flag laws when he said that, they already have a law in place. And he was talking about the Lautenberg Amendment, which is...
I'm a little lost. Red flag laws?
Yeah, red flag laws. So they didn't pass them in Texas, but a lot of states did. That's like if your neighbor, if you just start acting funny, your wife can call, and they can come and just, without due process, just come and take your guns.
Okay.
Yeah, and they passed away because they get federal money to the states. But I'm really disappointed. He was on the right track, and I really appreciate you guys. In the Constitution, you know, it says that any law that's contrary to the Constitution is null and void. Yeah. And these guys, and, you know, the Boston Tea Party, everything that I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a constitutional conservative, and I'm independent. And if we would get back to what the Constitution, these guys, you're right, exactly right, what you were saying earlier. They're thieves, they're legalized, nothing but legalized crooks.
And well, how about this, Reno? Because I'm not convinced that even if you went so-called back to the Constitution, that anything would really, I mean, yes, in theory, the government would get smaller.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going back to the Constitution, as unlikely as it is, would be a huge, shrinking of the government.
But don't you just come right back to where we are? Because we started with the Constitution, and we've come to here.
The Constitution is the highest law in the land, but laws are basically void if they have no punishment. And the Constitution is supposed to be binds on the government, so it should have punishments for politicians that violate it.
But the politicians aren't going to punish themselves.
But they're not going to do that. I mean, they don't have, nothing has to happen to them. You start chopping a few heads off.
But here's what I wanted to say, though, Reno, is that, as Vin pointed out, the Constitution has either authorized the government we currently have today, or it's been powerless to prevent it. Either way, it's not fit to stand. So shouldn't we just forget about this whole experiment, forget about trying to get back to the Constitution, this sort of unattainable vision that, you know, it's not going to happen. But let's just put that aside and say the federal government has been an abject failure from top to bottom. Let's just abolish the federal government entirely and just go with 50 states. How's that sound?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate it. I know where you're coming from. But the thing is, how about this as a thought?
Wouldn't you want to see, though, I mean, before you
answer,
wouldn't you want to see Texas as an independent nation?
No, I would like to see, what I would like to see is them, somebody, people, like the Rottenberg Amendment is really what I want to call about. You were talking about a felony, they're taking your gun rights away. Well, a misdemeanor domestic violence, Frank Rottenberg is dead now, thank God. They passed that law under Bill Clinton, and the Clintons are criminals and some of the Bushes, but what we got is legalized criminals up in Washington, D.C.
Well, what is the Rottenberg Amendment? I'm not familiar with it.
It's domestic violence where you get a misdemeanor. You could, like, just shove your wife. She calls in, and you get a misdemeanor domestic violence, and you lose your gun rights for life.
Those things. Okay. Wow.
And it's retroactive. They did repeal it for a short period, but it's been on the books for, like, 20 years now. Mm-hmm. You lose your gun rights for life over, that's through the federal government. Even if the states give you your gun rights back after time, you still lose it for life. And that's,
you're not making a strong argument to have a federal government around. I mean, why do you want to keep this thing around?
No, I don't want to keep it around. What I'm saying is that these people that are in, they're elected through the states. Our representatives in Congress are elected through the states and sent there. And they, you know, people vote these fools into office.
They do.
And They need to make a law or pass a bill that these people are, they need to be punished for violating the Constitution.
I'm with you. I think you're absolutely right. Now, Ian, I say, if somebody wants to get back to the Constitution, I agree with them and I support them. You know why? Because it's as unlikely as abolishing the federal government. I mean, that's what you come on here on the radio and you advocate for. Seriously? You think that that's more likely than, returning to the Constitution?
I think it's more likely that you could secede, for sure. I don't know about abolishing them, but if enough people secede, then they're basically done for.
It's like guessing the color of a unicorn. I'm sorry, it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to happen.
What, the secession's not going to happen?
Government
it's happened
most...
before and it can happen again, son. The South will rise again.
Look, I understand. There can be secession, but that doesn't mean the federal government goes away.
It doesn't matter. If enough states
Well, the
secede,
federal government goes away in your life if you're in a state.
No, it doesn't. Ask people in other countries what it's like, whether the United States federal government has an effect on their life, and you will find the United States government funds their government to the tune of have passport laws and all kinds of immigration laws, Mark, and all kinds of things.
If one state secedes, it will create a domino effect.
That's true.
Other states, because again, the big fear is when it comes to secession, and you guys in Texas should know this, Reno, because it was that Texas proposal that got 100,000 signatures. You remember when Obama got reelected in 2012, there was that petition that said, hey, can we leave? And Obama was like, nope, we settled that in the Civil War. That was the actual official.
Kill people.
That was the actual official response from the federal government was, nope, that was settled in the Civil War. So people are afraid the federal government's going to turn its guns against the state that secedes. And I think that's a legitimate fear. But if the state, if whatever state it is, whether it's California, Texas, New Hampshire, Vermont, Hawaii, these are some of the more, I think, states that are moving in some direction with this over time, hopefully. But if one of them goes first and they're not raided, you know, there's not tanks rolled in, bombs dropped, if there's not a, an incredibly violent response on the part of the federal government, then another state's going to follow and another state's going to follow. And before you know it, the federal government will be down to 25 states or 20 states or whatever.
But those states will just make agreements with each other, which is what the federal government is anyway. It's a free trade zone and a military is what it was intended
supposed
to be under
to
the
be,
Constitution.
Supposed to be.
And so then you'll have the Republican states of America and the Democratic states of America, more or less.
Sounds like an improvement. Thank you, Reno, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But yes, I think a state seceding is inevitably more potentially doable than ending the federal government entirely.
I would rather see the federal government turned into, you know, what I just said, a free trade zone amongst the states, and then, you know, some kind of, the military is funded by a certain amount, you know, 0.1% of GDP or whatever it is.
Why would you want a military? Why can't each state just provide for their own defense?
Because at this point, people just have an expectation of military. So you don't want Ohio going to war.
Well, let
them
have their own military then. If you want to fund your own military, then you put the money up and you buy the bombers. And you do a little GoFundMe or something like that.
NATO already exists. There are already organizations of compiled militaries. I mean, you know.
So you don't need to have a one-size-fits-all military.
Right. So you wouldn't even have the United States, because with that kind of loose federation where it's just a free trade zone and that sort of thing, you'd see Mexican states and Canadian states and frankly, a good portion of Europe. Everybody who's in NATO basically would just say, huh, this is a better deal than what we've currently got going. We'll go for that.
If it's a voluntary solution, then I support it. If it's confiscatory, if it's based
States
on...
States tend not to be voluntary.
If it's based
but I'd
on
love
violence,
to see voluntary.
Then if it's based on violence, then I cannot support it. Because that's what it means to be a libertarian, is to adhere to the non-aggression principle. It's not okay to use aggressive force against our neighbors, no matter what the reason. There's more coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for you if you're already on the lines. If you're not, I probably shouldn't give you the number because we've got at least a handful of folks have been waiting here. We're going to get them on here if we can with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Vin over on his Twitter account, which is at Vin Armani.
That's right.
We've also got social media, including Twitter. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. You'll find us there. But if you'd prefer, and I'd prefer, honestly, if you would follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform over at toot.freetalklive.com. They're not called tweets. They're toots. So go to toot, T-O-O-T, .freetalklive.com. You can follow us there. And looks like Gene the Christian Anarchist, according to the chat room over at the Discord server, discord.lrn.fm, he made the mistake of signing up for his Mastodon account from the default Mastodon social website.
No.
And that's run by basically a bunch of leftists from France and Germany. So they ended up banning his account for saying offensive things about the government. he's Gene the Christian Anarchist.
Right.
I mean, everything he says is basically anti-government. And so I guess somebody reported him to that Mastodon server, and they banned him. And he was confused. Like, well, I thought this was, you know, more freedom-oriented. No. It's decentralized,
mm-hmm.
which means that anybody who runs a server, a Mastodon server...
There you go.
They get to decide what the rules are. So they could have an extremely strict server.
Freedom of association, man.
But there's also thousands of other servers out there that
there
have different rules. So the one I'm on is the Liberdon server. It's Liberdon.com. That's the one where the Free Talk Live has its account. Now, who knows? The Liberdon server might get a stick of his butt and decide that he wants to go totalitarian and just start deleting accounts. There's always that possibility, in which case you could always just start your own server.
Fork off.
So, yeah, you could totally do that. And that's what makes Mastodon a great platform, mm-hmm. because no one is in charge of everything.
I like that.
The only thing you're in charge of is if you are a server admin, you decide, do you want your server to connect to all the other servers? Also, the other servers get to decide whether they want to reciprocate that to you as well. So if, you know, if there's like a Nazi server and you don't want to connect to that, you don't have to. So
sounds best.
So yeah, you can exclude whichever connections to whichever bad servers that you want, which is, again, that's called federation. So it's decentralized and federated. So check it out over at toot.freetalklive.com. We've also got Telegram. You can follow our Telegram channel for updates there, too, if you prefer that, at telegram.freetalklive.com. So three choices. All three of them get the same content, basically. So it's up to you how you want to follow us. We go to more of your calls and thoughts here. He is Richard, listening to Indianapolis's WIBC FM. Hello, Richard.
Oh, hello. Initially, my comment was something you had said in passing, going to commercial, about people in jail voting. It is legal in all states, and all the people, yes, and it is, it's freedom. It's the idea that you're innocent until proven guilty. If you are in jail, you could be in the middle of a horrendous trial. If you have not yet been convicted, you have not yet been found guilty.
That's true.
And absentee vote.
That's true. And I actually did that when I was in jail, being held once upon a time. I looked into absentee voting there. But, yeah, you're right. So if you have not been convicted yet, you can still vote. But I think we were talking about people who had been convicted in that particular case.
Well, even then, if you've been convicted of a felony, you'll be in the prison. If you're sitting in the jail, you're probably sitting there for a misdemeanor, and you should still be able to vote.
Is that true? Do they do all states allow misdemeanor convicts to vote in jail?
I certainly would not. I'm not an expert on that, but I will say that there are people, felons, that receive you know, what do they call 1129, which is basically 1 year convictions, and they do sit in jail and they work as trustees and those sorts of things. But yeah, I think that you know, I think it's worth calling and pointing this out.
Yep. Richard, anything else you want
to
share?
Facts are always great.
Yeah, as I was sitting here, your show progressed, you were talking about felons with firearms.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a felon to come out and rehab his life, and he comes out and he starts a business, and you're not going to let him have a gun to defend his cash register. I mean, the denial of the felon based on the felony, deny him on his actions, on his behaviors. But if you got a guy coming out, do you realize there are 27,000 laws and regulations and ordinances that control the kind of jobs that ex-cons can get?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This country is very bigoted and limited. And anyway, I'm going to leave you with a
great call tonight, Richard. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. And he's right. The felons, they have it tough, and it's bad enough. You know, the job opportunities are slim.
Well, it's hard enough to get out of prison.
Yeah,
and you know, the United States prison system is kind of messed up, right? Let's take a bunch of bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them badly for an extended period of time, and then let them out,
and then
put a larger amount of restrictions than they had when they went in on them, and then you know, if they mess up in the slightest way, wham, they're back in. It's like it's the most rigged game of Mother May I.
There's so many guys in jail and in prison for violation of probation. I mean, it's insane. And most of it's for smoking pot and, you know, pissing dirty or whatever after
that. Well, I don't know what the percentages are, but either way, no matter what your crime was, regardless, the idea is that they want you to get out and be a good person. And it's not the easiest thing in the world if you don't let them pursue the careers that they want. And, I mean, you know, at some point or another, a person becomes dejected and demoralized, and then maybe they'll commit crimes again.
Angry.
And then you're all like, ah, see? Well, no, that's not exactly the way this works.
Yeah, they created those circumstances for that person. Let's go to Delma, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Delma.
Yes, I totally believe that we are not considering everything in a reasonable course of our thought. I believe everything matters, and I have begun to wonder in the last 2 years if the truth is acceptable and who wants to hear it.
Well, what is the truth?
Yes, well, honey, I met some fellow on the, I don't know how you would do it, but he was on the road illegally, and he got a fraud case that he got a whole bunch of money, and I'm the one that's obeying the law, and he got the fraud money for my good insurance. So
I am totally confused. That story was very disjointed. Can you try to recap that for me in a way that I can maybe understand as quickly as you can?
I think she got in an accident, is what she's... Are you saying you got in an accident?
Well, yes, I was involved in an incident, and this man was already on the road, uninsured, and I don't know how I'm supposed to obey the law and avoid this person I don't know that's on the road, and then he lies to the policeman, and this all gets screwed up. And so he got $9,000 out of my account, and neither one of us were cited.
How did he get $9,000 out of your account? In what account?
Out of my insurance. My insurance was in place.
So this is an insurance fraud case. This person told a lie and managed to confuse both the police and the insurance investigator?
Yes, and I wonder how there were no citations for either one of us, and they took his word and paid him the $9,000 for the car that he wrecked into mine. And, I'm really upset about it, so I just don't know where the truth is going to come, but I'm going to fight until I get the truth.
Yeah, I don't know where you can go with something like that. If somebody, and thank you for the call.
The insurance company would be the place I'd go.
But, I mean, it sounds like the insurance companies were already involved.
Yeah,
so
they paid.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe there's something you're missing, Delma, that, you know, wasn't real clear to you, but was clear to them. Maybe they didn't do a good job of explaining it, or maybe you didn't do a good job of explaining your side. Thanks for the call tonight. Mary Ann, listening in California to KGOE. Hello, Mary Ann.
Yes, thank you. I'm on the telephone. I don't have a computer or smartphone, etc.
All right.
But I just found KGOE here.
Welcome.
In Eureka.
Yes.
And
Eureka!
I'm happy to find them because I have family in Southern California that listens to Tom Hartman.
Oh, Tom Hartman. Yeah. One of the more successful liberal talk show hosts.
Yes.
He's one of the few. One of the few progressive talk show hosts that's actually still on the air because most of those shows have just died off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I'm very interested in his book, learned a lot of things that happened in my lifetime that I never knew happened. I was interested in his book, The Crash of 2016. And then,
was he talking about Trump? Is Trump the crash of 2016? I haven't read, honestly.
It has to do with, in the 1970s and Alec.
Well, there you go, Mary. She's giving you a book recommendation, whether you want to read Tom Hartman's book or not. It's another
not
book.
I.
I'll pass on it, but thank you for the call tonight. It's a great station we've been on out there in Eureka for many years. One of the few progressive talk stations left.
Do you want a book recommendation? I say Free Private Cities by Titus Gables.
In the United States. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.